The first verse of Psalm 85 reads, Lord, thou art become gracious unto thy land. Thou hast turned away the captivity of Jacob. This recalls the time after 538 BCE, when a small remnant of Jews elected to return to a destroyed Jerusalem after decades spent in exile. They had finally returned home. However, it was not all roses. Verses 4 through 7 speak poetically of present needs, presumably because the returning people discovered that they have been changed by living in Babylon for 70 years. And the poor peasants left in Palestine likewise got used to fending for themselves and governing themselves. Furthermore, rebuilding walls and homes was a major undertaking, especially since finances were so shaky and a new economy needed to be developed if they were going to make any progress. So in verse 5, the psalmist asks what everyone was probably thinking, Lord, will your wrath stretch from one generation to another? Yes, the generation that was defeated suffered terribly. But must their grandchildren now also suffer? The last half of the psalm offers hope, a vision of how wonderful life in this new society under God might be. In verse 10, we have those beautiful words, mercy and truth are met together. Truth can be a real source of security in a new society, but it can also be harsh and hurtful. So our psalmist dreams of truth being tempered by mercy, of truth and mercy influencing each other, becoming intimately interconnected. In the same way, righteousness is of course good, but as they rebuild this new society, how can they ever know if they are doing it correctly, if they are being sufficiently righteous under God? So the psalmist offers the dream of peace, giving the assurance that all is well. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other.